This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on the only frequency that made sense. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by a DJ, singer-songwriter, and founder of Abantu Records, Cherie C. She's here to talk about the new single, 5XA. She joins me right now on the line. Good afternoon, Cherie C. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. We really do appreciate you.
Of course.
Most definitely. So let's get straight into it and let's get to know Cherie C. I mean, to someone who is hearing of Cherie C for the first time, how would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself first and foremost as somebody who loves music through and through. And so I've been part of music from all sides, but somebody can be a part of music. I started out as a music journalist. I've always sung. I'm a DJ. I'm a writer. So I'm just a lover of music.
You are everything music.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. So, I mean, an African, child raised in the UK, how did that influence your love for music?
I think it just exposed me to so many different cultures. Growing up in the UK and, having moved around and lived in different places, and you end up being immersed in a lot of different types of cultures, which means a lot of different types of music. And so it means my interest in the types of genres that I'm interested in is also really broad. So I'd say that's the main influence it had on me, just really opening up my influences.
Oh, all right. I mean, you just mentioned, you were once a music journalist, but what pushed you towards, now making your own music?
Actually, it's funny because the first dream I ever had as a child was to sing. So I used to sing in church, I used to sing at school, but I was always really shy about actually pursuing it as a career. And so it's like I ended up coming back to it eventually, but from writing about music, I started DJing because it was another way for me to be able to share music with people.
Yeah.
And I always loved being on the dance floor. If I wasn't playing, I still would have been at the party. So at some point, I was like, I'm always here. And I love to share this music with people. People always come to me for music. So, and then I was fortunate to meet some friends who were also DJs. And then we started putting on our own parties together.
Wow.
And I think after a while, being really immersed in music as a DJ, eventually I came back to the thing that I first ever wanted to do, which was to sing.
Oh, okay. Now, speaking of which, I mean, you've played at some exclusive events. So after experiencing, both being behind and in the forefront, which one would you say is definitely for you?
I think they both go hand in hand.
Okay.
I think that one doesn't exist without the other, because when I'm DJing, I always describe myself, if I had to give one word to describe myself, it would be that I'm a storyteller. And the way that I approach DJing, the way that I approach when I'm putting on events, it's so intentional and I think about it so thoroughly. And that's from being somebody that is the writer, the journalist, the observer of music. And because I'm a fan of music and I study it first, I think it actually makes me a better DJ. It makes me a better artist. So I think both of them, yeah.
All right. So now speaking of, being a DJ and an artist, your new single, the single you just released, 5XA, what inspired the release of this project and the idea, to label it that?
So this song was from a recording camp that I hosted in London last year in October.
Okay.
With a group of friends of mine, it was 10 artists that I brought together. And we didn't go into it having decided, okay, we're going to make a song about this. We kind of just went into the studio. There was 4 producers, 5 vocalists, a guitarist, and a few other artists. And so we just came in and allowed things to happen really organically.
Yeah.
And this song, we ended up calling it 5XA because the entire song is about what happens at 5 a.m. in the morning. So it was it became a party anthem. So this energy in the studio that we were all just going with. And then we made a few other songs which are all going to come out this year through an EP that is called Abantu Means People.
Okay.
Celebrating 5 years of Abantu this year. So it's just kind of bringing everything together, celebrating this community that we've built and these stories that we're living and experiencing,
Oh, okay. All right. So, I mean, since you are telling me about, the more songs that are yet to be released, are we expecting an EP? Are we expecting a body of work? What is the future looking like?
You can expect an EP for sure. This year there'll be an EP.
Oh, okay. That is dope. Any names that you can name drop for us? Any surprises?
I would say for now, no. I'd say for now, Phinexten is the one. We're there. That's what we're locked into right now.
All right.
And as the time goes, we'll keep revealing everything else.
Fair enough. You know, before I let you go, where can people get a hold of you?
You can find me everywhere on any social media you use, YouTube, wherever you listen to music. Charisse is my name, spelled C-H-A-R-I-S-S-E, and then C.
All right, Charisse, thank you so much for taking your time once again to join us on the show. We really do appreciate you, and all the best with your future endeavors.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.